5th, May 28, 1937. The Queen, Bear of Jesus. The great gift that was delivered to her. Task that she received from the Supreme Being. The living in the divine will continues. Its love is so great that it hides me inside of its light, that I may see, feel, or touch nothing but its most holy will. Even more, this morning, my celestial mother gave me a dear and sweet surprise. After I had received Holy Communion, she made herself seen in my interior, as she was as though harmonized with baby Jesus, holding him tightly to her maternal heart, keeping him covered with her arms, so much so that in order for me to look at him and cheer him with my little love, I had to abandon myself in her arms so that I too could remain harmonized with them and love like Jesus and the Queen Mama loved each other. Oh, how happy they were that I wanted to live life together with them. Now, while I was there, clinging to them, the Sovereign Queen, all goodness and tenderness, told me, "My beloved daughter, you must know that I am the bearer of Jesus. This is a gift that the Supreme Being entrusted to me. And when he was certain that I possessed grace, love, and power, and the very divine will to keep him safe, defended, and loved, only then did he deliver the gift to me, that is, the eternal word. As he incarnated himself in my womb, they told me, 'Daughter of ours, we give you the great gift of the life of the Son God, that you may take ownership of him and give him to whomever you want. Be careful, though, to keep him protected. Never leave him alone. Whomever you may give him to, so as to make up for them if they don't love him, and repair if they offend him. You will make it so that nothing may be lacking to him of the decency, the sanctity, the purity that befit him. Be attentive. This is the greatest gift that we give you, and we give you the power to bilocate him as many times as you want, so that whoever wants it may receive this great gift and possess it. Now, this son is mine. He is my gift. And because he is mine, I know his loving secrets, his yearnings, his longing, such that he reaches the point of crying, telling me with repeated sobs, 'My mama, give me two souls. I want souls.' And I want what he wants. I can say that I sigh and cry together with him, because I want everyone to possess my son, but I must keep his life safe, the great gift that God entrusted to me. This is why, if he descends sacramentally into the hearts, I descend together with him for the security of my gift. I cannot leave him alone. Poor son of mine, if he did not have his mama who descends together with him, how poorly they treat him. Some don't even say to him, 'And I love you from the heart, and I must love him.' Some receive him in a distracted way, without thinking of the great gift they are receiving. And I pour myself upon him so as to not let him feel their distractedness and coldness. Some reach the point of making him cry, and I must calm his crying and give sweet reproaches to the creature that she would not make him cry. How many touching scenes take place in the hearts that receive him sacramentally. There are souls who are never satiated with loving him, and I give them my love, and even his own love, to let them love him. These are scenes of heaven, and the very angels remain enraptured, and we feel restored from the pains that the other creatures have given us. But who can tell you everything? I am the bearer of Jesus, nor does he want to go without me. So much so, that when the priest is about to pronounce the words of the consecration over the Holy Host, I make wings with my maternal hands, that he may descend in between my hands to be consecrated, so that if unworthy hands touch him, I let him feel my own that defend him and cover him with my love. But this is not enough. I'm always on guard to see if they want my son. So much so that if a sinner repents of his grave sins and the light of grace dawns in his heart, immediately I bring him Jesus as confirmation of the forgiveness. And I take care of everything that is needed to make him stay inside that converted heart. I am the bearer of Jesus, and I am so because I possess in me the kingdom of his divine will. The divine will reveals to me who it is that wants him, and I run, I fly to bring him, but without ever leaving him. And not only am I the bear, but the spectator and listener of what he does and says to souls. Do you think that I was not present, listening to the many lessons that my dear son gave you on his divine will? I was present. I listened, word by word, to what he was telling you. And in each word, I thanked my son. And I felt glorified twice as much, for he was speaking of the kingdom which I already possessed, which had been all my fortune and the cause for the great gift of my son. And in seeing him speak, I could see the fortune of my children grafted with mine. Oh, how I rejoiced! All the lessons he gave you, and even more, are already written inside my heart. And in seeing them being repeated to you, in each lesson I enjoyed one more paradise. And each time you were not attentive and you would forget them, I asked forgiveness for you. And I prayed him to repeat his lessons. And he, to make me content, because he is unable to deny anything to his mama, would repeat to you his beautiful lessons. My daughter, I am always with Jesus, but sometimes I hide within him, and it seems that he does everything as if he did it without me. While I am inside of him, I concur with him, and I am aware of what he's doing. Other times, he hides within his mama and lets me operate, but he is always concurring along. Other times, both of us reveal ourselves together, and the souls see the mother and the son who love them so much, according to the circumstances and the good needed for them. And many times, it is the love that we cannot contain that makes us reach excesses toward them. But be sure that if my son is there, there I am as well, and that if I am there, there is my son. This is a task that was given to me by the Supreme Being, from which I cannot, nor do I want to, withdraw. More so, since these are the joys of my maternity, the fruits of my sorrows, the glory of the kingdom which I possess, the will and the fulfillment of the sacrosanct Trinity.